I've always believed the Young Citizen of the Year is so important for the kids to, put them on a wonderful track in life. Ours in the city was Emily Walker. And what a wonderful young lady from Rupertswood. Now, I talked to Emily and her mum when she did Straw No More, a very special young lady. Do you believe in homework? Now, come on, tell me that. Do you believe?
No.
Why? Why is that?
Because our minds should be able to develop in more creative ways. We shouldn't have to come home from an exhausting amount of schoolwork and then just be expected to do more at home. Home should be the place where your mind can thrive and do whatever you want or most of the stuff that you want.
Yeah, I agree. Do you agree with that, Melissa?
Well, I'm a school teacher. So that's a loaded question.
I thought so. So just yes or no. Homework, Melissa.
No,
I'm afraid I agree with your daughter here.
Not in primary school.
Hey, Emily, tell me a little bit about Straw No More. You have your T-shirt on, Straw Bassador. Yeah. Straw No More. What's it all about?
Straw No More is about single-use plastic reduction.
Yeah.
And just thinking more about where your rubbish goes. Like, would it go to the reef? Would it go to the Great Pacific rubbish patch? Or
Emily, you're 11 years old.
Yep.
Why do you care about this?
Because you see every day you walk along the street or you drive to school and you see rubbish everywhere. So I've got to do something about it.
Right. So you've come up with Straw No More. What are you doing with the straws at your school?
Well, my school has, like, before I even transferred to Holy Spirit, they had already transitioned to paper straws. Okay. But my school has allowed me to begin an eco council with my teacher.
Really?
My teacher is actually the eco teacher, so it's really, really easy to be able to get things to change because I'm like, Miss Lennox, can we?
Yeah, and she lets you.
Super easy.
Do you reckon we older people will listen and let you, the next generation, make a difference?
I think it's more like the people in their 20s and their 30s because they've already adapted to it.
Okay.
But even when they were a kid, they still had some of the plastic options.
Yeah.
So I think, like, the people in their 40s and up there.
Yeah, like me.
When they were kids.
Yeah.
When they were kids, they had paper straws.
I had paper straws.
They had all of that good stuff for the environment.
Yeah.
The people in their 20s and 30s are already used to the plastic that they've grown up with.
Okay.
So it's more the people in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah. Now, you've given me a metal one.
Yes.
A metal straw. Can we get these everywhere? I think it's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be in your teens soon. You've heard that there's teenagers that have stolen a car. What do you think of that?
I think that if you want something in life, you've got to work for it. You've got to, if it's a car, you've got to get your learner's license because I heard that they were 16.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get your learner's license and then you learn a bit and then you get a job and then you save up for a car, your very own car. You hear me? You don't have to take someone else's. You get your very own brand new car. Just work for it.